All right.
All right, let's do this Cleveland thing. Let's do it.
Okay, well, it's a crazy story. And this is one of those things where you sort of have to walk the line carefully because there's nothing funny about what
happened.
No, it's horrible. Three women were kidnapped, some missing as long as 11 years, rescued from a Cleveland home on Monday in sort of a happenstance rescue. This guy is walking by. This woman yells out to him. He goes up to the door, and it's a woman that's been missing for a decade. The women, Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, and Michelle Knight, seem to be in good health. That's the good news. I guarantee you their families, or I would assume their families, all expected that.
Maybe physical health.
Yes, mentally, of course not. I mean, you don't know how significant the abuse was, but the fact that they were held against their will for the last 10 years, pretty safe to say they aren't doing too great.
Yeah.
Well, a gentleman named Charles Ramsey was the one that discovered the women. In fact, Amanda Berry was the one that was able to get his attention, I guess while their captor was away. I haven't seen any more details this morning on this story. It all came out yesterday. But what happened after the rescue was a 911 call that was played this morning, which was pretty compelling. This guy's pretty entertaining. But he will now replace, I assume...
you think it's already out?
He probably replaced Antoine Dodson as the most auto-tuned, listened to auto-tune in the history
of
news. So many clips in here, but he spoke to WKYC television, and, I'll let Charles Ramsey take it from here.
You heard screaming.
Heard screaming. I meet my McDonald's. I come outside. I see this girl going nuts trying to get out of a house. So I go on the porch. And she says, help me get out. I've been in here a long time. So, you know, I figured it's a domestic violence dispute. So I open the door, and we can't get in that way because how the door is, it's so much that a body can't fit through, only your hand. So we kick the bottom. And she comes out with the little girl, and she says, call 911. My name is Amanda Berry. About 5 minutes after the police got here, see, the girl Amanda told the police, I ain't just the only ones. It's some more girls up in that house.
And you had no indication that there was anything going on?
Bro, not a clue that girl was in that house or anybody else was in there against their will. Because how he is, he just comes out to his backyard, plays with the dogs, tinker with his cars and motorcycles, goes back in the house. So he's somebody that you look away because he's not doing nothing but the average stuff. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nothing exciting about him. Well, until the day.
what was the reaction on the girls' faces? I can't imagine to see the sunlight, to be around
people. I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something is wrong here. Dead giveaway.
Charles, thank you very much.
Dead giveaway.
Thank you very much for your time. And
either she homeless or she got problems. That's the only reason why she ran into a black man.
Charles, thank you for being there, man. Charles Ramsey, neighbor, heard the screaming, took action, went and did what he needed to do. The rest is unfolding before us here on CMR. I'm going to send it back to you.
That is awesome. I've never heard that.
Yep. Well, it just came out. Charles Ramsey
goodness.
Is going to be guaranteed the auto-tune will be out by tomorrow. So
wow.
Crazy story. It is a crazy story. And I guess we cut out that part, but he said, I ate barbecue with this dude.
Yeah, I shortened it.
Yeah. That was the best part. We could get that back in.
The McDonald's, I think the pretty little white girl jumping in a black man's arms, that was pretty hilarious.
No, the barbecue. The dude lived in this community. These people hung out with the guy. They saw him out all the time. They had barbecue with the guy. And little did they know he had three people held against their will inside his house.
That's,
crazy story out of Cleveland.
That's actually very, very scary.
It is scary.
Yeah.
Look.
Very, very, very scary.
I've told my wife many times over, if you think the worst thing that can happen, I mean, if you ever get approached or attacked like that, you better throw a fit and freak out, because if you think the worst thing they can do is attack you right there,
yeah.
The last thing you want to do is get taken back to some place where they can have time
ground.
And do what they want to do.
I've always seen the faster you can get on the ground, the faster, like, it's better. Like, don't let them pull you and stuff like that. Hit the ground so they have to drag you. Because I'm going to be honest with you, if someone's dragging me through Walmart parking lot, people are going to pay attention. If someone's just pulling on my arm or something like that, it's probably not that big of a deal. But if someone is being dragged through Walmart parking lot, I'm pretty positive someone will pay attention.
Why got to be at Walmart?
Why you got to be at Walmart?
I'm with you. I just...
They may have had some of that Stockholm syndrome.
That could be.
Stockholm
syndrome.
It's been 11 years.
Where do you get that?
Oh, that is scary.
It's a bad deal.
You catch it from kissing, I think.
You get it from kissing?
Yeah. The kissing disease?
That's mono.
Oh, that's mono,
totally
yeah.
Different.
It's different.
Confused.
What is Stockholm disease?
That's Stockholm syndrome is when you're you begin to grow some sort of affection and kindred spirit with
your captors.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's happened before.
Made famous in the Patty.
I mean,
Patty
that just happened
Hearst,
like
right.
a lot. Like what that girl. That just happened, what, last year that she got out and she had, like, two or three children with the guy who kidnapped her and kept her in the backyard and stuff like that?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
this
it's
is
crazy.
Like,
well, I mean, again, if somebody's gone and missing for, you know, I don't know what point you start giving up hope, but I would think the 10 years is a pretty safe number.
And there was one girl, I think she was kidnapped in 2000, so that would be 13 years ago.
Yeah, well, that's, the story I read said 11 was the longest, but nevertheless, it was certainly a lengthy period of time. Crazy, man. I think we got time for this. This was... I'm at once flabbergasted and not surprised at all, if that makes any sense at all.
About?
The Forbes Most Influential Athletes list, which came out today. I don't know if anybody saw this. Actually, it came out yesterday. Tim Tebow tops Forbes list of America's Most Influential Athletes in 2013.
Saw that.
That is so sad to me.
He might be going to play arena football.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the guy is, it is amazing. No player who has done less has gotten more attention, I don't think. Give me an athlete who has gotten more attention doing less in their given sport, ever.
Maybe Anna Kournikova.
That's actually a great answer on short notice.
Thank you.
The results were based on surveys of U.S. fans from Nielsen and ePoll Market Research. 2.2 million followers on his Twitter account deemed to be influential by 29% of respondents. Athletes from the 2012 Olympics comprised more than 30% of the magazine's top 10. Michael Phelps, number 2. Usain Bolt, number 3. Gabby Douglas, number 7. Let me see who else we got on the list. Quarterbacks. Peyton Manning, number 5. Drew Brees, number 6. Aaron Rodgers, number 8. Derek Jeter, who was trying to work his way back from an injury. Number 4, LeBron James, was only 9th, which was surprisingly low to me.
Do you know which one surprises me is the Gabby Douglas? I'm not too sure. Maybe I just don't really recognize gymnastics that much, but I don't feel like... Is she really that influential? I guess if you're in the gymnast world, but in general, like the sports population, is that big of a deal? I know she won the gold medal, but I don't know. To me, that she doesn't seem like she has that...
First,
she only has that it factor at the time.
I agree. I don't think her impact is lasting in the same way that Phelps is. First American female gymnast to win an individual all-around and team gold medal in the same Olympics. So that's what's significant about her. David Beckham rounded out the top 10.
That I can see. He's a worldwide phenomenon.
No
doubt. I think the world is looking at that.
The Tim Tebow thing blows me away, though. It is crazy. And this, as far as, you know, Douglas goes, I mean, I haven't really seen her at all since the Olympics.
I mean,
you still see Michael Phelps on Subway commercials or whatever else. You've
and
seen
he's on the Golf Channel. Hank Haney doing a whole series on him.
The only time we pay attention to gymnastics is during the Olympics, it seems.
Pretty much.
Or I guess if they're, you know, if the SEC championships are happening.
I think she was very important at the time, but I just don't think her relevancy carries on.
But you'll still see, like, if there's a big track meet, you'll see Usain Bolt, whether it's the Worlds or whatever else. If he's running, I mean, it's usually a significant story, and they'll at least show a blurb. The good thing about it is it's a 9-second highlight, and you can see it. So, it's 11:58, hour 3 coming up.